Shoaling in town. Lifeguards arrive bedazzled for dinner and dancing with two feeder goldfish. "The bowl needs a plant," said Jess. "I told them we should have gotten a plant." Christy picks up a polished Petoskey stone my dad gave me and gentles it on the bowl's bottom. "Perfect," she says, resting the bowl by my love seat. "They'll keep you company until you get back to work," Jenny says. And we leave, me crutching behind the girls, locking the door. Sweaty and dark is this bar. I watch them shimmer, and they bring me a fruity cocktail with an umbrella, bounce back to tell me stories of men they dance with, to keep me from feeling lonely, like, perhaps, the goldfish in the bowl on my table. Circling, staring at all my distorted stuff. Pissed they've downgraded. No more leafy plastic plants, bright pebbles, pirate ships, or deep-sea divers. A flashy paradise where they got to meet new roommates each week as friends went home with strangers. When Jenny, bored and sober, rounds up the lifeguards, we pile in her clunker. They drop me off to a dark apartment, a dead fish. I scoop it out of the bowl, lamely one crutchet, limp in a slotted pasta spoon, to the bathroom and flush. It's sobering to see its little body rise, then sink with the current. I eye the fish left, black, orange, blue, purple, white, and perky, bobbing in conditioned water with a spotted rock. And promise it I will make things better as soon as I can get somebody to drive me to the pet store. I name him Skeeter, and we doze in starlight. He hovers while I moor myself to the sofa, liquor and pills dulling pain. We float together, keep vigil for the unnamed dead.